New Year is a time when many people are thinking about quitting smoking or actually taking steps to find out more and making plans to quit. And over 70% of smokers say that they want to give up, so it's a great time to be doing it when there's a lot of support out there and a lot of awareness. Many people use willpower to stop smoking, and for some it's a lot easier than they thought it was going to be, and it works well for them. Other people find that it can be helpful to get some advice, and there are free stop smoking services provided by the NHS. You can phone Smokeline, the free phone number. You can contact your local surgery or your pharmacy and get advice and help. And if you need it, you can get nicotine replacement therapy or other medication free on the NHS. We know that smoking causes over 13,000 adult deaths every year in Scotland, and thousands of people are affected by smoking-related illnesses. So giving up smoking is really the best thing that you can do for your own health. But it's also a really great thing to do for the health of people around you, for your family, even for your pets. So secondhand tobacco smoke is a toxic substance. It's harmful to people who breathe it in. So by quitting, you can actually improve the health of the people that you live with as well. And if you're not ready to stop, you can still take your smoking outside the home as much as possible, and that will help protect children and non-smokers from secondhand smoke, because we know that it drifts throughout the home and it hangs around invisibly for hours, and it's very fine particles that often cause the health problems with tobacco. Saving money is a great motivator for many people. So someone who has a 20-a-day habit can easily be spending over £3,000 a year on tobacco. And at this time of year, when people are feeling the pinch, it's a lot of money that could be spent on other things or saved for the future. So I'd really encourage anyone out there who's thinking about quitting smoking and tobacco to go for it. And if you're not ready or able to quit at the moment, then there are still things you can do to protect those around you by taking it outside, by just getting advice, having a think about it, see if you might feel ready.